And now an article from John Murphy about the village, Life Goes On. And it starts with a quote from A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. Your eyes are lodestars and your tongue's sweet air, more tunable than lark to shepherd's ear, when wheat is green, when hawthorn buds appear. Every year bluebells are abundant about Cookley Green, so as to take the breath away, and as we have discovered this year on our many walks with the dogs, bluebells are in similar plenty along many of the bridleways and footpaths about Nuffield and along the Ridgeway. That said, I do not ever recall May blossom such as this year. Its white flowers are iridescent along all hedgerows in and out of the village, and light up in the edges of woods beyond, all about the place, and not just in the hedges full of flowering thorn, there are also trees of hawthorn blossom. It seems May is everywhere, mainly snow white, but sometimes a subtle pale pink, and sometimes a deeper dusky pink, bright blossom lighting the giddy greens of many shades. In my memory, these darling buds of May came more towards the middle of the month. As a small boy, no more than 6 or 7, I recall bringing an armful of May home for Mum. She quickly pushed me back into the garden, where I stood puzzled and perplexed. I was told hawthorn had been used to plait the thorns which the jeering Roman soldiery had crowned the head of Jesus on that fatal and fateful first Good Friday. In truth, Mum's superstition probably owed more to the history of the hawthorn as part of the ancient festival of Beltane. On the eve of Beltane, on the 1st of May, young men of a village took themselves off into the woods. After sunrise, they returned from the woods, carrying boughs of May blossom. It is suggested whole trees of hawthorn might have been brought into village greens and decorated with ribbons and balls of wool. In retrospect, these rites of spring all sound quite harmless, and probably by the early Middle Ages, going a-maying was no more than a harmless bit of fun. However, older associations survive beneath the fun. Ideas about wood sprites and other spirit peoples, fairies, and imps, pixies, and other little people, and yet others, part spirit, part human beings, symbolised by the images of the green man, had survived. Around them, over centuries, a hodgepodge of supervisions and a muddle of stories brewed into a folklore. Some of these were later to form the basis of fairy tales collected by the Brothers Grimm and others in the 19th century. In agrarian societies in Northern Europe, the month of May marked the start of the summer pasture, when livestock was moved into grazing immediately beyond human settlements, onto lonely hillsides and even to mountain pasture. Livestock, being both valuable and vulnerable, if spooked, might easily come to harm. As fairy folk were believed to populate the netherlands of wildflower meadows where these livestock grazed in summer, and if domestic animals came to harm, the fairies were seen to be the cause. It was also believed fairies might abduct unchaperoned babies. Such an abduction is indeed part of the plot of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Daisy chains were almost certainly made to protect children and to appease these fairy folks, who were thought to so love the flowers as to be beguiled by them. Sprites were thought to haunt hawthorn and infect the May blossom. They were supposed to be the cause of its rancid perfume. Thus, to bring in the May was to bring into your home the very sprites that caused all these troubles. Time and troubles, like pandemics, often reshape our superstitions that once had been seen as charmingly harmless, morphed into something altogether more sinister. Sprites curdling milk became the work of witches, and the fae creatures became demi-demons, hatchlings from hell. The unreasoning craze for witch hunting grew from such a changed perception. New Age gurus tend to fill in the large gaps we have about what was believed centuries ago with their own ideas, but they never seem to lack adherence. Our fascination with folk beliefs survives the certainties of science and thrives indeed in the hothouse climate of the internet. And another poem, this time by William Brown from Britannia's Pastorals. Among the many buds proclaiming May, decking the field in holiday array, striving who shall surpass in bravery, mark the fair blooming of the hawthorn tree, who, finely clothed in robe of white, fills full the wanton eye with May's delight.